This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Now, this is interesting to me. This is, I don't really quite understand this story I have here. I get a lot of stories, by the way. We're loaded up today, by the way. Trump administration launches global effort to end the criminalization of homosexuality. This is from The Onion or?
No.
Not from The Onion.
Not from The Onion.
The Babylon Bee?
No.
The administration is responding in part to a reported hanging of a young gay man in Iran, Trump's top geopolitical foe. The Trump administration is launching a global campaign to end the criminalization of homosexuality in dozens of nations where it's still illegal to be gay. U.S. officials tell NBC News, a bid aimed in part at denouncing Iran over its human rights record. U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell, the highest profile openly gay person in the Trump administration. Did anyone tell Trump he's gay? Did Richard Grenell tell? He's in the closet, right?
No.
He's not in the closet?
No, he's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Openly gay person.
Openly gay.
So then... He's just the gay ambassador to Germany. In Donald Trump's America?
In Donald Trump's America?
That's an odd story right now that they said, quote, it's concerning that in the 21st century, some 70 countries continue to have laws that criminalize LGBTI status or conduct. And the United States is working with the international community to try to decriminalize being gay. Now, this happens mostly in Middle East, Africa, and the Caribbean. Now, as far as Middle East and Africa, what do those countries have in common, you think? What do you think it is? Is there a word for it? Is there a...
Muslim.
Muslims? That's funny, Greg. I was thinking chicken curry, but
no, it's not.
You went to Muslim. Interesting. Now, that's funny to me, because doesn't the left always rush around to pretend like the Muslims are this group that's always victimized and everything
victimized
else.
Victimized, and yes.
And then, but also in this country, LGBTQ people are also victimized.
Always victimized.
So in this, who are they going to side with? I'm curious. Who does the left side with in this?
It's like a Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, do they go after those countries, or do they say those countries have a right to do whatever they want?
Oh, man. It's a pickle.
I'll tell you what, this is a pickle for the left. On the one hand, you have two disenfranchised minority groups. If you criticize their beliefs, sure, called Islamophobic. But if you allow them to kill gay people, then you're called homophobic, right? So how does the left get around this? Man, I'll tell you, it's not easy being a modern day social justice warrior. It's just not easy. You think they have a meeting and try to hash this all out? Now, if we condemn this, we're Islamophobic, right? Yes, but if you don't condemn it, then you're homophobic. Well, what the hell do we do? Ban straws. Okay, fine. Let's just go ban straws and make it easier on everybody. The decriminalization strategy is still being hashed out. Officials say it's likely to include working with global organizations like the UN, the European Union, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, as well as other countries whose laws already allow for gay rights. Other U.S. embassies and diplomatic posts throughout Europe, including the U.S. mission to the EU, are involved, as is the State Department's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. Narrowly focused on criminalization rather than broader LGBT issues like same-sex marriage, the campaign was conceived partly in response to the recent reported execution by hanging of a young gay man in Iran. And Richard Grenell, as Trump's envoy to Germany, has long been an outspoken Iran critic and has aggressively pressed European nations to abandon the 2015 nuclear deal and reimpose sanctions. While the Trump administration has had some success in pressuring Iran through stepped-up U.S. penalties, efforts to bring the Europeans along have thus far largely fallen flat. Reframing the conversation on Iran around a human rights issue that enjoys broad support in Europe could help the United States and Europe reach a point of agreement on Iran. Ambassador Grenell called the hanging a wake-up call for anyone who supports basic human rights. Quote, this is not the first time the Iranian regime has put a gay man to death, while the usual outrageous claims of prostitution, kidnapping, or even pedophilia. And it sadly won't be the last time. Barbaric public executions are all too common in a country where consensual homosexual relationships are criminalized and punishable by flogging and death. Yes. Flogging. What is flogging? What is that exactly, flogging?
I don't know.
Dawn, what is flogging? Do you know?
Yeah, I thought that's where they dunk you down. It's water, right? It's with water.
Is that what it is?
They dunk you in the water. Is that right?
I don't know.
It's with, I think it's torture.
We haven't flogged in this country in quite some time.
It's when someone's beaten with a whip.
What's that?
It's when someone's beaten with a whip.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, yeah, you were way wrong.
Way off.
Dawn had him going for a dip in a pool.
I know.
It's when they do laps in the...
secret ice swimming.
Sorry.
In the salt water pool at the hotel.
Whipping or lashing in the act of beating the human body with special implements. Oh. Whips, lashes, rods, switches.
Like that house that sold in Jersey?
Yes.
Was that Jersey or
no,
was that PA?
It was Maple Glen. Maple Glen.
Maple Glen, PA.
Yeah.
That sex house. You heard about that house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The whips and chains.
Sex
and
dungeon.
What's water torture? Why did I think it was water?
It's waterboarding.
That's,
yeah, water.
Well, I think you might be thinking of the Chinese water torture, right? Which is the drip, drip, drip thing?
Drip thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
So in Iran, to just sum this up, Iran, they don't have to, there's no hate crime hoaxes. There's actual hate crimes going on there.
Yes.
Unlike here in America, where there's...
So we could feel blessed that we just have hoaxes. So yes. That's a blessing when you think about it.
Right. In other words, there are a lot of hoaxes in this country. There are actually gay people killed in those countries around the world. And again, what do those countries largely have in common again in
Muslims,
the Middle East and
Muslim,
Africa? Again,
Muslim,
the right. Muslim. The but that's it. But now you're being Islamophobic now. Don't you?
It's just facts. They're just facts, right?
The log cabin Republicans, they are known as the gay Republicans. Thank you to real Donald Trump and the entire administration for standing with the worldwide LGBT community and for launching a global effort to end the criminalization of homosexuality. We stand with you and are here to help you in any way we can. NBCNews.com. Do you remember the time Mayor Kenney said he doesn't want anybody coming to his city if they don't like gay people?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
What about Iran? Can he ban Iranians from coming to his city? That's what I want to know. Jim Kenney, when that alleged hate crime happened in the city of Philadelphia with the girl from the main line, right?
Yes.
Jim Kenney came out, the mayor, and said, if you don't like gay people, we don't want you in this city. Everybody remembers that, right?
Yeah,
we don't want you in this city.
He's Catherine Knox.
Catherine,
remember?
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Bucks County.
I would like to know if Mayor Jim Kenney will give a big speech saying, we don't want Iran or any Iranians from Iran in this country. Not American Iranians. I went on to my Italy trip. My buddy Tony's from Iran. He's a terrific guy, wonderful guy. But I'm talking about this ridiculous regime in Iran. I'm talking about this regime. So how about this? How about Jim Kenney bans Iranians from his city until the regime changes? You think Jim Kenney would do that? Or does he just go after suburban white chicks from the main line?
Yep.
That's pretty much right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's just another day in Trump's America right there, my friends.
Do you remember when Don Lemon asked this question to then-candidate Trump?
Directly. Do you think that you are... homophobic?
No. Right. No, and neither does my openly gay ambassador to Germany, by the way. As we go about trying to end the criminalization of homosexuality throughout the world.
Rizzioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.